Education's End. Why Our Colleges and Universities Have Given Up on the Meaning of Life. By Anthony T. Cronman. Published by Yale University Press. Introduction. In the fall of 1965, I was a sophomore at Williams College for the second time. The year before, I had left Williams to work as an organizer for Students for a Democratic Society, SDS. It was an exciting time to be in college. Black students in the South were at the forefront of the civil rights movement. Their courage had set an example for the world to admire. In the North, the mostly white student leaders of SDS had begun a movement of their own for social and economic change. The Port Huron Statement of 1962 was their manifesto. It described with passionate clarity the gap between America's ideals and the realities of racism and poverty, and summoned my generation of students, bred in at least modest comfort, housed now in universities, looking uncomfortably to the world we inherit, to close it. The war in Vietnam was on the horizon. The campuses of America's colleges and universities were beginning to stir with an energy they had not seen since the 1930s. By the time the decade was over, these stirrings would grow into the most powerful student movement the country has ever known. Many of us who were students at the time were part of this movement. We felt in touch with history. We believed we were participating in events much larger than our individual lives. It was a thrilling idea that made the rest of life, and school in particular, seem unimportant by comparison. Like others of my generation, I embraced this idea, and like some, I acted on it. With my parents' strained support,